This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's President Josa Osmani has accused Serbia of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police last weekend. In an interview with Reuters, she says there is irrefutable evidence.
From the involvement of people of Lista Srpska to the weapons that actually were produced and brought by Serbia to the territory of Kosovo illegally, to the trainings by the military of Serbia of these criminals who carried out the attack, to the use of cars that actually belonged to the Ministry of Interior of Serbia, and to the hiding of these terrorists now in the territory of Serbia.
Serbia denies any involvement. The shooting has prompted new international concern over stability in Kosovo, which declared independence from Serbia in 2008. In Armenia, refugees from Azerbaijan's Nagorno-Karabakh region continue to stream in, more than 70,000 at last count. VOA's Istanbul bureau chief Heather Murdoch says it's overwhelming.
This is more than the Armenian government anticipated and a bit more than they were prepared for. So it's a bit of chaos. And Armenia has a long history of being able to absorb refugees and people evacuating from conflict areas, particularly Nagorno-Karabakh, in the past. But now there's so many people so fast that people coming in don't really know exactly where to go.
Azerbaijan says the people can stay in Nagorno-Karabakh. Many are skeptical and afraid. The American soldier who sprinted across the DMZ in North Korea is back in the United States. They say he's in good health. His immediate future is unclear. This is VOA News. Switzerland's glaciers suffered their second worst melt rate this year after record 2022 losses, shrinking their overall volume by 10% in the last 2 years. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo says it's all in a report by the monitoring body GLAMOS.
It is really possible that we are going to see an almost complete disappearance of glaciers in the Alps.
Switzerland is home to more than half of the glaciers in the Alps, and temperatures there are rising fast, around twice the global average due to climate change. It means they lost as much ice in 2 years as in the 3 decades before 1990. Matthias Haas leads monitoring body Glacier Monitoring Switzerland, GLAMOS.
This year was very problematic for glaciers because there was really little snow in winter, almost record low snow depths, and the summer was very warm.
August 2023 was the peak melt month. Pictures posted by Haas on social media during recent data collection trips show for the first time on record new lakes forming next to glaciers' tongues.
Reuters' Alice Rizzo, who says in some places, bodies lost long ago have been recovered as the ice recedes. Food prices rising around the world, supply shortages leading many countries to limit exports. Here's AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The war in Ukraine, climate change, and El Niño's threats to food production are all having an effect on food supplies. As a result, people around the world face shortages of essential foods like rice, cooking oil, and onions. In the Philippines, for instance, rice prices surged 8.7% in August from a year earlier. Cynthia Esguera has had to choose between food or medicine. I just don't worry about my sickness. I leave it up to God. I don't buy medicines anymore. I just put it there to buy food and to pay our loans. A food security researcher in Singapore has said the climate risks aren't limited to rice, but apply to anything that needs stable rainfall to thrive, including livestock. I'm Karen Chavas.
We are on the countdown to a potential shutdown of the United States government. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is back to square one as the Senate has pushed ahead to try to avert the federal shutdown. Talking with reporters, McCarthy says he's still looking for a continuing resolution.
I believe we need a stopgap measure to keep government open. And that's what we'll propose on Friday, to be able to keep the government open and while at the same time helping us secure the border.
The shutdown will begin Sunday if Congress is not able to enact a funding plan. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.